Hey, welcome to Unspoken Logos, a podcast where we have open conversations that you won't hear at a Sunday service. We talk about Christian faith, why we believe what we believe, what we actually believe, hidden truths behind the faith, supernatural encounters, and so much more. If you're a Christian, a non-Christian, an atheist, agnostic, whatever your background or current situation, you're so welcome here. Jesus welcomes us, so we invite you to join us in our weekly conversations. So let's get started. Hello and welcome back to Unspoken Logos. This is a podcast where we talk about subjects that you won't hear on a Sunday service from a Christian perspective. And guys, today I was supposed to have a guest on my episode. And it just didn't work out. We tried to plan for a week in advance and there was just no way that we were able to get to each other. So it's not happening this week, but it will happen for the next episode releasing. We already have it planned, and so it's definitely going ahead, and it's going to be on healing. And the subject around, is God a healer? Does God still heal today? And just those kind of questions, if you're contending, believing for healing and you've not received it, maybe you've seen it in other people's lives and you're yet to see it in yours, and that's something that you're actively asking God for, then we are going to talk around that subject, talk about our experiences with that, and just shed some light and hopefully encouragement and just life into that honest conversation as well. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that. So that will be the next episode that is released. And today's episode, honestly, as soon as I started recording, I was like, I should have done an episode on social media and why I quit social media for 9 months, and then why I went back on it again. Because I was literally, I've been saying to God, like, I'd love to just go off social media again, and not just social media, like, I would love to just shut down my phone and not go on it for like a week. I would love that. I honestly would. But there's so much in your phone that you use. Like, I use it for like growth, for Bible study things, for preachers, just lots of things too, because I'm back on social media now, just to write down my thoughts and literally everything. I use it for so much, and so it would be very difficult. But I am just these past couple of weeks being like, Lord, I would love to just shut down my phone and not open it again and just be in your presence. Like, I'm so desperate for a retreat. I just want to go on a retreat away from people, away from everything, like, and just be with God for like 72 hours or something, and just be in God's presence and ignore and shut out everything and just hear his voice, like Moses who retreated to the mountain. Just a retreat. But that's not happening anytime soon, so that's okay. I use a secret place as my retreat anyway. Anyway, this episode is going to be about modesty. Been meaning to do an episode on this for a long time because modesty is such a big topic, such a big subject area to cover. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions on modesty. I remember watching something not too long ago, and it was these Christians that were discussing men commenting on women's modesty and women's clothing and things like that. And yeah, it was just interesting to watch because everyone had different opinions. And so yeah, we're going to talk about modesty today. I'm probably just going to talk about my thoughts, my experience, where I was, where I am, and yeah, just bring the conversation to light and just hopefully bring some biblical perspective. But I've not got any notes or Bible references on me, so if the Lord brings them to my mind, then glory be to God. So I think when I think about modesty, I think for a lot of people the first thought that comes to their mind is clothing and what you wear. But I think for me, modesty is your heart posture, and modesty is something much, much deeper than the clothes that you wear. I think it is the inward heart condition, and that portrays in your outward appearance. You know, the verse in 1 Samuel when Samuel, who goes to anoint David, and we all know the verse. He says, when he's looking at all the different brothers, and Samuel's looking on the outward appearance and saying, surely this is the Lord's anointed. And the Lord says that, no, he's not, for the Lord does not look on outwards, but he looks in the heart. I'm paraphrasing, but basically something like that. And as I've said in other episodes, and as I'll continue to say, that the New Testament is all about heart posture. I really do believe that everything that you consume, everything that you put into your eye gate, your ear gate, and everything that's just kind of in your heart anyway, spills out into your words, spills out into your actions, spills out to how you treat people as well. And so when I think of modesty, I initially think of the heart posture behind it. And yes, it is to do with how we conduct ourselves and what we wear, but it is definitely stemming from a heart posture. And so that's what we're going to talk about. And so I guess I'll just share my experience with modesty. And so before I got saved, I dressed for the approval of man. And so whether that was out in the club, whether that was in the gym, or whether that was just in day-to-day living, I would wear, basically, I would literally want to wear the shortest thing possible if I was wearing like a dress or a skirt. And I would want to wear the tightest thing possible as well, which when I think about that and speak that out, it literally makes me feel sick. But that's who I was. I had a deep void in my life. I had a deep void of rejection, of loneliness, of like an orphan spirit. And so I needed to get my validation from men, and I had to get my validation from the way that I looked. And so I dressed for the approval of man, and that is how I dressed. And then when I got saved, I guess the Lord really did work on me, but the Lord's work is never overnight. And so I remember being in the car, and I think my sister remembers this as well, and I'm pretty sure I know what I was wearing. Pretty sure I was wearing like a bandeau top. If you know what that is, it's basically like, it's not even a top, it's literally just something that kind of covers from your lower part of your chest until your like belly button, and that's it. And so I'm pretty sure I was wearing that with a cardigan, so basically like your shoulders, your arms, parts of your stomach, basically everything was exposed. And I was wearing a cardigan as well, and then just like high waist jeans. And I don't know why the conversation came off. I don't really know what we were talking about or what led us to that. If it was modesty, I'm not sure, but modesty got brought up. And I remember I was saved. I don't know how long this was. It was pretty recent into my conversion, I know that at least. And I remember saying to my sister about modesty, I was just like, I do think that people should dress modestly. I do think that people should represent themselves well and represent themselves to Christ and use their body as a temple and display that to other people as well. And I said to her, but I'm just not there yet. And I just remember that it was a knowing within me that I couldn't change this 21 or 22 years of dressing this way. Well, obviously not that long, but you know what I mean, like my whole life of having that mindset, that I wasn't able to undo that. And so after that, like enduring that, I guess the Lord really did do a work, and it was gradual over time. I remember one other significant moment would be when I was at the gym, and I honestly thought that I was dressing a whole lot more modestly than I was, and I really was, because not all the time, but a lot, sometimes I would wear just a sports bra with like a zipper so that I wasn't like completely exposed. Like, I don't think I ever took that off because I still did feel kind of uncomfortable, but I definitely was showing a lot. And so I didn't do that, and basically would just wear like gym tops, but they would show like my shoulders and my arms or whatever. So it was nothing, there's nothing wrong with that at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, just wearing like these gym tops that cover like most of your body, but allow you to be able to still work out and things like that. But I remember the gym was somewhere that I struggled a lot with the spirit of lust, and I remember I was on the Stairmaster. I just think it's so funny that you can remember, well, for me, I just remember these like pivotal moments, and I remember the Lord just convicted me over what I was wearing, and I could just like, my eyes were just so gazed on like my, basically all that was showing was not even my shoulders, but like my arm all the way down. And the Lord was just convicting me because my heart posture had not changed. That yes, my clothes may have changed a bit, but my heart posture had not changed really much at all. I was still, even though I didn't want to, because it was such a battle, that my heart still was gratifying and desiring men to approve my body, for men to come up to me and speak to me, because they did. They used to do that at the gym. And so I had to get away from that. And so I remember that's when I made the decision that I felt the conviction of the Lord to wear long sleeve tops or baggy tops that would cover like the majority of my body. And I remember sitting in the car, and I think I made the TikTok like a few weeks after, where I was literally sweating because I was wearing a long sleeve top and I'd done like an amazing workout and I was just sweating. But I was like, I don't even care, like if I'm glorifying the Lord, if I am following the Lord and obeying him, then who cares if I get extra sweaty, because I am glorifying the Lord with my body by covering that and keeping that for my husband and not for men to just look at in the gym. And so that's kind of another moment. And what I want to say is the enemy is very sly and very tactful and knows the buttons to push and knows how to, yeah, just really come against what you're doing. And so I remember from that moment literally seeing girls all the time like flaunting their bodies, like, and just really wearing hardly any things. And yeah, I just remember even seeing a Christian influencer who I won't name, and I'm not here shaming, like people can wear what they want, like I said, it's about your heart posture. So it's like, if you can go to the gym dressed in a certain way and you don't feel conviction over that and you're not doing it to get attention, then I think that's amazing. I think that is incredible that you are just wanting to be strong and confident in your body, and I think that's incredible. You know, we just have to go off our own heart posture and the conviction of the Lord. It's all on our own journey and we're all in our own relationship with the Lord. But I remember seeing an influencer, she came up on my Instagram feed and she was wearing like such a nice gym outfit and like her body just looked really good, and I was like, Lord, why can I not do that? And literally, like, I kid you not, a verse, I don't know if I read it, I don't know if it was the word for you today, I don't know if I was reading that book, I don't know, but this verse came up that I'm going to read to you guys. It's in 2 Timothy 2:20, and it says, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and cheap ones are for everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honourable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the Master to use you for every good work. Now, what was God saying in that situation? He wasn't saying anything bad about the influencer or what they were wearing. He was talking about my heart posture. He was talking about if I just continue to be obedient to the Lord, continue to honour him with my body and the way that he has asked me to conduct myself, because there were so many times where I would say to myself, like, I can just buy like a gym top because I do like to like see my muscles, because I'm really proud and happy for like the muscles that I have built. Like, it does make you feel strong and confident, especially as a woman. But trying to justify that when the Lord has given you a clear command that you're not to dress that way and you're to separate yourself. And so that verse just really encouraged me, and it's just something that I cling on to. And so I dress very differently at the gym now. I dress literally just with leggings and a baggy t-shirt. That's like all I kind of wear at the gym, occasionally just a t-shirt, like a gym t-shirt, but nothing that is revealing or showing anything too much. And so also in just my day-to-day wear, it has changed completely as well. I've had some other convictions that maybe some other people won't have. Like, I remember last summer, the summer before, I was wearing, okay, it was last summer because it was the summer before when I went to Israel, that I bought stuff that I thought was modest, that I actually would say is modest. And it was for when we went to Israel, because you had to have a lot of things covered, but a lot of the stuff I personally liked in the style would be like long dresses but with like straps, and so that would show your shoulders and things like that. And obviously, like, you're going to a hot country, like it was like 30 degrees there, and so I thought that was fine, like I didn't have any conviction. And then like the year later, so last year, I remember wearing it out when I went a walk, and I just had such a conviction, like I just felt the Holy Spirit saying, you cannot wear this, you cannot go out in this. And like I said, like that is for me, that is my journey that I am on with God. I've had a different past, I've had a different experience with God. So sometimes I will see so many girls on social media who are part of the Christian community and who are deep in their relationship with God, and they are wearing stuff that I just would never wear, or know that I just can't wear. And it's not because it's immodest, or it's not because it is wrong, it is because God has told me that I can't do that. And so if God has told me and given me a personal conviction, then that means that I can't do that. And that doesn't mean that they don't have to do that. That doesn't mean that what they are wearing is not modest. That just means that I have different convictions from them, and I have a different relationship with God with them as well. And so there's no right or wrong answer to modesty. Well, there is. The right answer is that you just have to follow God. You have to ask God. When I go out shopping, I literally speak to God, and I literally don't go shopping, because everything in the stores these days is relatively immodest. And so like I just wear, like I buy a lot of stuff from, like I have a lot of Christian t-shirts, or I just have stuff that covers my whole body. And I live in Scotland, so it literally is never warm here, so actually like I'm always layered up and covered up. And so yeah, that's kind of my journey with modesty and where I am now, is that I wear modest clothing. But modest doesn't have to mean unfashionable. I think I want to end with that as well, is that just because we are to dress in a modest way does not mean that we have to dress in a unfashionable way. Because I think a lot of maybe secular people, or maybe even Christians who think about modesty, probably think that it's ugly and that you're just covering up and that it's just like old fashioned. But honestly, I mean, I'm speaking for myself, but I think when I do, because honestly I do just kind of wear like loungewear and gym wear, because I'm into like fitness obviously and working out, and so a lot of the clothes I have is just like baggy t-shirts that I wear. But I do have some outfits, obviously, like I just don't really shop anymore because it's just not something that I really enjoy doing. Like I'm not into fashion that much. Like yeah, I like stuff that I look good in and feel good in, but at the end of the day, like I'm not going to spend tons of money trying to dress a certain way. But I do think it is important how we dress and how we present ourselves as children of God. I do think there's something spiritual about that as well, the way that you represent yourself. And so now I do think like the stuff that I have, like I think it's nice. And on a Sunday, that's when I choose to dress up if the weather is nice. If the weather is not nice, then I probably make less of an effort. But yeah, I just think that just because we're being modest does not mean that it's unfashionable. It does not mean that it is ugly or anything like that. And so just be creative, like just start to look around and see what other Christian people are wearing and see if it's modest. Like literally there was a woman in church sitting in front of me. She was probably like in her 30s, so maybe like probably like 7 or 8 or 9 years older than me, and she had a little daughter, and she was literally wearing such a nice outfit. It was just like blue kind of flared jeans with like this bright red jumper, and it just looked really nice. Like she looked really nice. And so yeah, modesty doesn't have to be unfashionable. And so I think I'll end on that. But like I said, that is a heart posture. That's my opinion on modesty. It's not a clear cut. We don't have to get into the discussions about can a Christian wear a bikini, because that's not the question. It's about your heart posture. You know, are you convicted over a bikini? If you're convicted, then don't wear it. And so we don't have to get into small discussions like that to try and prove who's right and who's wrong. We just have to look inward and look at our heart and ask the Lord to continue to sanctify us. And if we have a heart posture that is looking to continue to grow in the Lord, then I think you can't go far wrong. I feel like that's my answer in every single podcast episode. So hopefully it's getting, you're maybe getting the revelation that actually everything is about your heart posture. And as long as you're walking with God, you can't go far wrong. If you're obeying him and if you're serious about committing every situation and every decision, including what you wear to him, then you're gonna be doing the right thing. And so, yeah, that's my opinion on modesty. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives some light to the situation, to the conversation around modesty, and doesn't mean that we go crazy and like, yeah, you just need to know your heart. You need to have a relationship with God. And so that's the gospel. That's the whole gospel message. And so, yeah, I'll just end with that. But thank you so much for listening. Like I said, we'll have a guest on the next episode. So I'm so excited for that. But have a good week and God bless. Thank you so much for staying tuned and listening to my podcast. If you want to find out more about me and more about what I'm up to, then please check out my social media links in the description of this video. And I can't wait to have you guys for the next podcast.